has not been changed. So I want to refer to the week of the committee. But I know that this is not the relationship with the peace. Go back to their relative institution and work. We are not going to have any sitting around this committee because the head of the department are not available. Thank you.
I'm not at my mic. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I stand with regret that the minister is not able to fulfill his duties to accept the invitation and be part of this meeting. Hence, this meeting is very important. I think this committee chair needs to take drastic measures against the minister of being that irresponsible for neglecting the duties to appear with this 9 provincial commissioner in this committee today. But nevertheless, I want to propose that the text of my respect, the 9 provinces, they did not come here for nothing. They came here because of, we invited them. Also, the members of the committee are here. The only person that needs to be charged is the minister. And we also take into consideration the taxpayers' money that is already spent, that this meeting must continue. And I want to propose that this meeting must continue and the minister must be charged and come and answer into this committee what really happened, why he despised this committee. I thank you.
Thank you, Honor.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I first want to thank the generals for the general full efforts that she made this morning. She did cite the transition as a possible reason, but Chairperson, this has been going on since 2014, since the start of this parliament, even before the transition. There's no excuse why the minister cannot be here. If the date did not suit the minister, the correct procedure would be to inform this committee that the minister is not available today and then to ask to reschedule it. So if the taxpayer's money was wasted today, it was because of the minister not communicating with our committee. The minister is responsible for the waste of taxpayer's money, not this committee. Further than that, Chairperson, police and IFRT are the only two portfolios that the NCOP is debating this year in our debates from the security cluster. It is a vitally important part of our debates. I cannot, it would be unfair to ask any member of the police service that's in front of us a political question. I can't expect them to reply to that, and I cannot hold them to account. In other words, I cannot ask, as a politician, a single political question today, which renders the whole exercise for me and for my colleagues completely null and void. It's useless to sit here if the minister is not here to reply to political issues. We can ask questions about the administration of the SAPs, but it's the political answers that we want. I would suggest, contrary to the whip, and I would like to ask the whip to reconsider, because if we go the route of saying that it's fine, then it's going to continue for the next 3 years. And I don't want to end at the 5th Parliament saying that I didn't see the Minister of Police once in my committee. I would recommend as an alternative that we ask the Minister to reschedule and to come and appear with his commissioners as they are here, and that the minister then be held accountable for wasting taxpayers' money. It can't be laid before our door that taxpayers' money was wasted today. But we can't continue with a political meeting if the political head of this department is not present. If that is the case, then you will have to excuse me.
Thank you, Chairperson. And like colleagues have said, we appreciate the availability of the police in our meeting. But we regret, Chairperson, the absence of the negative. I'm sure you would know, Chairperson, that this team before us account to the minister, and the minister account to us. In whatever recommendation would arrive at this important gathering, bear in mind this meeting, we were going to be favored and briefed by the department on the budget for 2016-2017. And there's no any other important activity that I may think of that can hold the minister, which is bigger than this gathering that we are sitting on today. Therefore, I've got no clue, no understanding, unless we are saying the executive, for some reason, does not understand the importance of budget. Because for the next 30 days or so, the department will not be allowed to spend beyond a particular percentage of their own budget. And their own derelictions, relinquishing of their responsibility, cannot be counted on us. We equally valued the process of considering budget, Chairperson, as outlined and required by the Constitution, that when we are doing the budget cycle, it cannot be us as legislators who can educate and workshop the executive about their responsibility. They should know better than ourselves. They should have been clearing their programs to say, this is tantamount to say, Chair, on the day allocated for the executive and the committee to debate the budget of the department, the minister and the deputy might decide not to be in the house for the consideration of the own budget. I would find no excuse whatsoever that can justify, unless, as we are talking now, you are saying the minister and the deputy are in the hospital, unable to execute their way. But besides that, or they are under arrested by the police, then I would understand. But beyond that, there's no any justification you can forward for us to consider running the budget in the absence of the minister, in the absence of, not even having a courtesy of sending an apology. What is that?
Chairperson, can I propose a 5-minute caucus on the politicians?
Thank you.